Way, way back in 1970, Jethro Tull was in the Basing Street Studios, the brand new studios of Island Records, recording what turned out to be the Aqualung album. And we, along with our good friends Led Zeppelin, we were the guinea pigs for this new studio because it was just so recently finished that a lot of the equipment had never really been tested. So Zeppelin got, wisely as it turned out, the nice, sexy little recording studio about this size, which was nice to work in downstairs. And we got the place that had been converted from an old church. And the ecclesiastical connotations were entirely coincidental, but it kind of sounded like a church on a bad night or a bad Sunday. And so it was kind of difficult to work with. And it's really great to be able to do this now after all these years and be able to play some of these songs again so that you actually really get to hear clearly all the wrong notes that we played in the first place, which will be faithfully recreated tonight.
The thing about Aqualung, to my mind, that sort of set the scene for years afterwards is that it gave Jethro Tull a formula of electric guitar, flute, and the electric pieces against the acoustic pieces, and it's that sort of set the benchmark for things that happened on albums after that. You know, all of those things had importance within the music of Jethro Tull, but it really introduced the acoustic guitar and that type of song into what we did.
I think the acoustic music had appeared on previous albums, but not in a very focused and self-contained way. On Aqualung was the first time, really, that these acoustic songs had permission to stand up and be counted as equally important in terms of the overall scheme of things. So people think of Aqualung as a classic rock album, but in fact, there's a lot of acoustic stuff going on. A third of it is strumming the bits of wood.